Ow, now, brown cow.
Ow, now, brown cow. If any of you are confused at all in the land of the no breaks, indeed, this is a different time than normal in the land of the no breaks with Jamie Erdahl. This is the same as always Friday main character energy that we get on Dad Fridays from one Chris Summers. And in the truest of spirits of no breaks, I just X'd out of hosting Good Morning Football as fast as I possibly could so I could come live on here. Chris and I barely had any time to say hello to each other. And so we're going to figure out what we're going to talk about right here, live on the air, live, no breaks with Jamie Erdahl and Chris Summers on a Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, Brohan.
Earl Denheimer, happy Thanksgiving. What's
Are
post
you
Thanksgiving?
prepared to have a new last name, nickname for me every week? Because I think you're 3 for 3.
Well, it's been 5 for 5, but no one's really keeping score. But time flies when you're having fun on the internet, right?
Well, amen.
This is
Cheers
a
to you.
different crack at
This
Friday.
is a different crack at Friday. We're coffeeing it up because you have ultimate dad responsibilities later today. What you got going on?
Do a soccer tournament all day.
X all
Thank you,
day.
sports, all day. Well, it starts at 3. 3 till probably 8. It's actually kind of cool. My oldest is playing in it's like an indoor futsal-esque tournament. It's kind of cool. It's a lot of fun. The girls get all dressed up for it.
Oh, fun.
They've got fun names. Some team, but we were just looking at the roster. Some team already took the 6-7s because
Oh.
that's still relevant. People are still doing it.
God.
Can't wait for this one to be done.
Right?
But yeah, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very low key. It was just us, we warmed up some food, we hung, we went on a bike ride, we tried to enjoy the California gift that it is. Today though, throwing a house party for the GMFB squad. So, actually you'll appreciate this. So, you are the aforementioned best friend of my spouse. That's why you're here. Not why you're here. You're also just a wonderfully charismatic human being. But also the connectivity here in our friendship is the fact that you've known my husband longer than me. So we got a keg for this house party because it's Black Friday. It's Black Friday game day. Amazon Prime sent me this cereal box, and you'd appreciate this. They sent us like AI cards of
No,
ourselves.
whoa, let's put that back in focus.
Yeah, hang on. I got two actually. I got me as a football player.
Oh my goodness.
And then as because Black Friday has Eagles Bears tonight, and then they got two NBA games later.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why they did it. So
It's kind of cool.
yeah, so I'm having the GMFB crew over to the house today, and the football game's on at noon Pacific. Okay, so they're coming over, and I was like, I'm gonna get a keg because we love a keg. And it's a Friday, and we all just worked a holiday, what have you. Well, I'm like on the internet looking up like how to best prepare a keg. Like, you tap it, and then you like wait a certain amount of time because like I like beer, but I've never like done the keg thing. And I'm rifling all this information off at Wilson last night. I'm like, so I think you have to like be at Total Wine at 9 a.m. Get the keg. I rented the kegerator thing. I rented the bucket, and he looked at me and he was like, yeah, I've tapped a couple kegs in my life. I understand what's
Thank
happening
goodness, because
here.
I was literally going to call him and be like, dude, I know it's been a
No,
while since we were in college, but come on.
I went full type A on the like having a keg at the house, and he just let me go for a full 90 seconds about how I was trying to micromanage tapping the keg, and he was like, no, I understand. I actually went to college. And then he tried to say that you guys threw a kegger every week. And he's like, that's probably too aggressive, every other week. And I'm like, that's still a lot of beer. So at least we have one expert in the house when it comes to this tapping of the keg.
Not a big deal. I think keg taps have come a long way, though. Now they've got the automatic ones where you don't even have to pump it, right?
I have no
I don't
idea.
know.
I don't know. I'll let you
I
know.
haven't. Yeah, that's a great call. I remember buying kegs. They were $64 if you bought Natty Light. You get Natty
Wow.
Light for $64, but then you had to pay the $30 deposit. But we always had another keg that we were returning. So
My
you just
God.
wheel it in. And what do you mean, why?
No, I said, my God,
I
that's
forget.
amazing.
Oh, I thought you were questioning
No,
why.
no,
I was like,
no, no,
well.
no, 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 no.
You see what happens sometimes when a young adolescent goes off to college
Yeah.
and becomes
So
exploratory. Good for you. I'm glad that you went along with the whole. Did you chat GPT the entire thing?
pretty much, yeah. And then it just got thrown right back in my
Nice.
face by like actual human experience, which all AI information is probably gonna like, it's just gonna get filtered through actual human experience of my spouse having tapped a keg or two before. Cause I was like freaking out because it's a sixth of a keg, which is only like 60 beers. And I was like, well, you have to like tap it and then let it settle. And he was just like, can you like chill? You're like actually being a
Light
little.
beer or dark beer?
So I did a bit of a troll job. A lot of the people that are coming down to the house are East Coast transplants because of the show moving from New York, Philly to LA. So there are a lot of Eagles fans coming, Eagles, Bears. So I got Goose Island IPA keg because it's a Chicago-based beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a good beer, too.
I got my Justin. Oh, my gosh. Wait, stay right there. I have to show you something. You entertain the people for 30 seconds. This is really happening on No Breaks. I got to show you something. You stay there.
I know you can still hear me, so I'll keep talking. But I kind of feel like, was it Pavlov? But they train the dogs that in certain situations that you just instinctually become like react a certain way. I have a massive urge. It's 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I have a massive urge to just crack 8 beers right now. Also, I was really good. I only had one beer yesterday for Thanksgiving.
Wow. Just because you
went very good. We also, while we hosted, yeah.
Yeah. Look, look at what the
is
Vikings.
Is that Crown Royal?
No. No, look at what the Vikings
yeah,
sent me.
Yeah, Crown Royal.
Look at what the Vikings sent me. A Justin Jefferson hockey jersey. Wait.
Hold the phone.
Wait, that's a hockey sweater. Justin Jefferson hockey jersey. Is that not the...
That's unbelievable. But why'd they cut the sleeves off like that?
I don't know. Is that not... I mean, it looks like a... Is that not supposed to be... I mean, they're pretty long. They're not... Is that...
It kind of looks like a goalie jersey. Goalie jerseys would be like kind of stubby because they want the extra fabric. Nonetheless, I don't want to take away from it. That's actually really, that's really, really cool.
Wait, look at that.
Oh, look at Minnesota there.
Look at that Minnesota. Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's stitched and everything. Skull.
That's really nice. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to wear it. I think I'm going to wear it at my house party. Yeah. I'm going to wear it during my house party.
You're going to be swimming in that thing.
I know. Oversized. It's the look. It's the vibe. Yeah, so that was, I'm excited about that, their gift. Apparently, they're selling it on Black Friday. The team sent it to me. And they're like, can you promote it? And I was like, can you guys play a little bit better?
What they say to that?
They also sent me a bobblehead. Nothing. This is like a true unboxing. Let's go.
Have you ever had a bobblehead?
I do have a bobblehead.
Have Who's you ever that had through a Boston?
No. This the Prime Video people who made the cards. They the Prime.
You
Video,
have a bobblehead too?
They made me a bobblehead last year.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, he's got, like, wrapping around his neck. Wow, that's, like, a really cool-looking bobblehead.
That shit hot.
And, oh, my gosh, and his arms move like a gritty. That is fantastic.
That's so cool.
That is so cool. And a big Jetta's necklace around his neck. Man, that's pretty cool. Kind of looks like Jaden Daniels. Anyways, $20 in the sports store this morning already.
I feel like the lights are hiding my puffiness today.
That's
despite
good.
Me only having one beer. I didn't
it's
have
all the sodium,
wine,
dude.
But it was a lot. I was cooking all day. We had
you
30.
Cooked?
Oh,
you
I cooked.
30
Let's try
people?
To act a little less surprised. A lot of that
you're
was
right,
kids.
You're
a
right,
lot
you're
of
right,
it
you're
was
right.
kids.
You cooked, period. Oh, you cooked.
Well, we did kind of a potluck, but I had the turkey, mashed potatoes. Fran did the charcuterie. It would be better if you had a wider screen so the people at home could see how big of a... I just pictured just a shit show around your desk right now.
I don't want to show. It is true.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Keep it a mystery.
I won't. No, it's... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fully type A. I just am like my husband who's like that too. Everything has to be a 90-degree angle. You know what I realized about Thanksgiving yesterday? Because I've done the fall thing, the whole range. I haven't done 30 people. That's a lot. But I've been to really large Thanksgivings. I've been to just my immediate family. And now my true, like, just the spouse and the kids thing. This is the overarching anxiety point that I have about Thanksgiving. I can't stand not being able to keep the food, like, piping hot all simultaneously at the same time. Drives me crazy.
See, I'm kind of a weirdo. I don't like hot food, so I don't really care.
All right.
But I do understand the hosting part of it. Yes, absolutely, to keep it warm.
It's
specifically
so
my
hard.
Father-in-law. My father-in-law will take food as I'm pulling it off the grill. If we are just having dinner, he will pull food immediately. One, he likes hot food, but two, he understands that it's just going to be an absolute melee to get food, hot food anyways.
He's the first one to plate his food. Like, he wants to get going and eat his hot food.
Yeah, but also if I'm cooking and he's over, he will come out and be like, hey, cut me a piece of that steak off. I'm like, it's not done. This isn't how it works. Him and I could not be more polar opposite in many regards, but cooking is bar none one of them.
Why? Say more.
Well, mostly because there's a process. There's a process to cooking steak. Okay. You flip it one time. Time it very well. Make sure we could go into the intricacies of it, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
And you let it rest. That's the biggest thing. If you have a good cut of meat, let it rest.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this last time when we were in California. You let the meat rest. There is a process to this. It's science. It's my life. But he doesn't care. He wants it smoking hot, and then he cuts it right away and potentially ruins everything that I ever cooked for him.
You
So.
know, I actually respect, though, shout out to the people at the party, no matter who you are. I always love a person who takes control of, like, you know what? I am going to be the first person through the line at the potluck because you need that one person or personality to kind of like break the seal on, like, yeah, I went through the line. The awkward Midwestern style of being like, well, oh, I'm not sure. I don't know who should go first. I hate that. I can't stand it. So I often in my own house will be like, you, I pick somebody. I'm like, you go first. And like, they're like, I'm not sure. No, please be the first person through. Or like, I'll say to my husband, I'm like, get to the table as fast as you can because we're not waiting for you. You know, I just like
That's
there's
fair.
some of those efficiency issues.
I have learned though in the my brother-in-law taught me this, Fran's older brother, with the size of the family that we have on that side, it's a very great opportunity once you cook and everybody goes through, it's a phenomenal opportunity to just like sit down, recollect your thoughts, and maybe polish off a beer or two while everybody kind of goes through.
Nice.
One like I because I truly don't care if the food's steaming hot, but
Well, and you
and
just did
it's
them
also
all a
just so
great
much easier.
service. Like they're all very grateful to you in that moment
Right?
that you
And
just made all the
I
food.
tell each of them as they're going through the line, I'm like, I did you a great service. I did you a great service. I
You're
did you a great service.
welcome.
Yeah,
You
thank you
just
for coming.
whisper, "You're
Peace be with
welcome,"
you.
in your
Peace be with you. Yeah. So I got 9.5 hours of sleep last night, which I could not
Wow.
tell you the last time that happened. Also, little Jimmy John was pooped because he had his two other nephews or his cousins that he doesn't get to see for in a while or hasn't seen in a while, came over, and I cannot tell you. I don't. It mind-boggling how much energy these kids have. We had
Yeah,
a snowstorm,
shocking.
we had a blizzard 2 nights ago, and it kind of continued on until yesterday.
Wow.
And they were outside. They were outside. Wow. Oh my gosh. You
Yeah.
remember snow, Jamie? Do you remember what this is like?
Snow.
So they were just outside all day. So it was like one of those things. They're gonna crash and they're gonna crash hard. And he did. And he slept in. My point of this was he slept in till 7:15, which is pretty phenomenal.
That's good.
Oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
the good stuff right there as a parent, right?
Totally. What about your big
Ooh,
girls? Do they sleep in? I can't
dirty
remember.
to me. Yeah, my middle will sleep in. My oldest slept at her aunt's house with her cousins. So they
I
were just
mean,
kind of. It's kind of fun because they
past
can just go do
seven
that.
is an absolute gift. That is
Absolute treat.
something to behold.
What's funny though is Fran has done a phenomenal job of creating a boundary, specifically in our room, where if the kids know they don't cross a certain threshold in our room and go to mom's side, they know if I'm in the room, they're coming to my side because they won't get their heads ripped off.
Nice.
Which is fair, but
Good girl.
also I'm like, I kind of like it. I kind of like the
Do you
jump
guys
in,
have
just lay on my head. I
like a
don't
certain
care.
amount of like certain time that they can't come like bug you? Because my childhood was spent like my whole house, my parents and my sister for that matter, like they're night owls, morning sleeper inners. Like it, you were not to disturb anybody until they came downstairs, which was like 9 a.m. It was like fend for yourself. Like the whole house was dark and quiet.
Sure.
This family I married into, my God, they're up with the birds. They're up before the sun comes up. So I don't know how to establish, like you said, the boundary about like, do I let them come in and be like, hey, I'm awake? Or should I be teaching them how to put the frozen waffles in the toaster and be like, I will come down when I'm ready? And what age? Because I can't quite do that yet, obviously, with the youngest. But like, you gotta be at least six to go down there by yourself, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say
Six,
six is probably fine. I don't know if there's a
seven.
specific time limit. Oh gosh, you did it, didn't you? That's $20 in the sports jar, or the D-bag jar. I would say we're pretty spoiled with our two oldest. They're 11 and soon to be 10. They
Yeah.
can, they're super self-sufficient. The only thing that they are not allowed to do is turn the stove on. And my oldest can't use the microwave.
I
She's a
was allowed to
very
do that when I was
intelligent
like
girl.
18. Like
Okay. Is
No, when
Jamie
you
using
guys
the microwave
visited,
again?
when you guys visited, when your oldest was like, you know, we were trying to, I'm just very equipped in this era to be like all hands on deck, all family members together. Like, that's the most ideal way to sleep. Then you guys can visit with your older kids, and your oldest is like, can I just sleep in this room? This bed is empty. And I was like, what do you mean by yourself? And she thought I was crazy. And I thought she was crazy. And I was like, so you're, sweetie, are you comfortable being away from your family? And she was like, why are you being weird about this?
Yeah. It's all right. Your middle made up for the difference. Good morning, Chris. I'm like, oh, hey.
You know, we've had
Yeah,
to talk to her
she's
recently about this.
what
So
happened?
she hugs a lot of men that she doesn't know, like on the legs. Like she's a hugger. She just that middle one, she just wants to go, like our neighbor across the street, sweet man, talks to us, like great, nice dogs and everything. But
Sure.
she just walks up there and she's just like, hey.
We're
And I'm
best
like,
friends.
well, can
Okay.
Avery, can you, we don't know that person. So we've had to do this like differentiating line of like, unless it's a family member, don't hug men that we don't know, because she is so friendly. So we're going to have to start. I mean, we already do call you Uncle Cress, but like you're going to have to be put into the family member pot because she loves hugging on you and apparently waking you up with her face like this.
Okay. To her credit, she did not go home with another family when we went to Disney.
That's
she
true.
May or may not have gone missing for 2 to 8 minutes.
Yep.
We're unsure on the timeline here, but but she stayed where she was supposed to stay, and she did a phenomenal job. That was, I will never forget that moment. And the best part was, remember the photo?
The selfie.
We had a photo of,
tell the
we did a
what
selfie
happened.
Of
So
of
you guys
Wilson.
Went to Disney. Right. I think I had to work, yeah. Right? So I didn't go with you guys.
Yeah, you weren't going. You were also against Disney, which I was like, I'm pretty sure I have to work too, but I didn't. I ended up having to go. It was fun. Disney's not my thing, but Wilson made it phenomenal. It was great. Mm-hmm. Fast pass genius. Anyways, so we were walking down. We had stopped to get, I think, just like a water or something like that. So we're standing in line, and then we got our waters, and then we started walking. And then I think we were sending you a photo. We took a selfie of Wilson and I, so everybody was in the background.
Yeah.
We walked probably, let's say, 30 to 45 seconds. I'm saying we were pretty far.
Yeah.
Enough for our middle to be like, where's Avery? Mm. And everyone's like, oh, she's right. And then, oh,
just
moment.
A story that every mom wants to hear.
Yes. And then Fran just sprinting through Disney, Avery, screaming.
Oh,
and she was exactly where she was. And then going back to the photos, we took the selfie. She was a full 50 yards behind us, just standing, staring at the line like this. And she was still in that spot 2 to 5 minutes.
That's her version of recharging. She naps with her eyes open. She just stood there. It was like, guys, I need a beat.
Yeah.
I won't take an actual nap, but I will just stand here. You found her. It's all good. And it was always a good lesson that we teach, which is like, always find a mom with a child, and that's the person that will help you out, and stop hugging strange men's legs.
So I'm curious your opinion on this situation, because we've been battling it with my wife's sister-in-laws, or her sisters, my sister-in-laws, about the kids. Not with them, but like arguing about our kids.
Okay.
Our kids, well, if we're sitting in the kitchen, case in point, yesterday we were sitting talking in the kitchen. Our kids are like this.
Hey, listening.
What are we doing next? What are we supposed to do? We're like, go play, go downstairs, go outside, go upstairs. We don't care. Oh, okay. Well, we can't find anything to do. Not our problem. Not our problem. So then we started talking. Because we're the same age. I don't remember that as a kid. I don't remember staring at my parents and be like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah.
You found it.
Yeah.
I think, but Fran was raised slightly different. We always have the joke that I would not have been allowed over at her house growing up.
Why?
Because it was a free for, I don't know. It was free for all different rules. I had pretty strict parents. Her parents were kind of a little bit more, go figure it out. So she was like, I don't remember seeing my parents during the day at all. It was like they woke, like on the weekends. They're like, if we didn't have sports, we were outside or we were at a friend's house the entire time. And then we saw them at night. And that is not the case now. So I don't know what we are doing or not doing.
So are your kids doing it, or are your nieces and nephews doing it?
No, it's all the kids. That's why we're talking like as a group, as a cohesive group. We're like, how do we nix this?
Yeah, okay.
I love it. To be clear, I love the kids.
Oh, no, I get it.
But there's a time and a place. Okay.
You're trying to teach them a skill set, which is come up with something to do on your own. And that's not to negate that you appreciate doing activities with them. I fully understand. There's like a trigger there because you're like, what do you mean you don't want to play with your kids? Like that. Okay, put that aside. We like playing with our kids. Like, you're a great dad.
Love my children.
We like being participatory.
Love my nieces and nephews.
But there is a skill set for the child to be able to come up with their own activity. So I hear what you're saying. I think it's this weird like gentle parenting, like generational trauma that we're all trying to break, but also collectively like we miss what we used to have, which was just like the hardline parents being like, figure it out. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, I will. I'll go do that. Because I'm the same way. I love my parents dearly. They didn't play with me. They didn't. They just were like, here's like our kids now. I know this is totally not gentle parenting. We tell them, like, you're not allowed to say you're bored in a house that's filled with all this crap. And if you're bored, that means that we can get rid of all of it. If you, it's not fun for you, like, it's gone. And then they're like, oh, my God. And then they go and try to find something to do. So and your house is fantastic. I can't believe that they have the, as I would say, the audacity to say that.
The audacity.
Audacity.
I don't know. It's like a mental block. I don't know if they're just waiting for us to entertain them.
They are.
Yeah. So we're just like, go find something.
But that's what I mean, is that I think we've been conditioned, our generation, like the late 30s, the 30-year-old parents right now, we've been conditioned to be like very hands-on and very thoughtful, and like also the world's scary, and so we always got to be like eyes on them, what's happening to them. But I also think that's come with the flip side of like we have been very involved in like their self-made fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the girls those Gizmo watches, so
I
they
know.
could.
How's that
It's kind
going?
of they're just kind of cool, but that's fine. They're great because the biggest thing is you can track them. But then I'm like, man, we really got to track them that much. Now I've seen kids with the AirPod or what is the AirTag? They
AirTag.
make
Oh,
AirTag
I put
bracelets.
AirTags in my kids' backpacks.
Well, what happens if they're not with their backpack?
It's a good point. I did get them the AirTag necklaces, but they didn't want to wear the necklace every day. And I did put it on them actually when you guys went to Disney. So if you had misplaced Avery, we would have been able to find the
Avery, we would have been just
AirTag.
fine. But that's my point. It's just
I
become the
know.
normal, it's the normalcy of the entire situation versus like you didn't know where anybody was.
Yeah. What's weird about the situation that you're describing is like the way that the unfortunate like trauma that's been documented over the years of like bad things that happen in other people's houses
Sure.
is like there are some houses that I'd be like, what do you mean you want them to play in the basement? No, I want them up here with me where I can see them. Whereas in my own house, I'd be like, get away from me, get upstairs, go play. So it's tricky. It's so tricky. It's a tough spot. So where do you guys fall? Because I thought you'd be like us, where you'd be like, I'm like, go equip yourself with fun. Do it yourself.
100%. That's what I'm saying. That's the argument. I mean, aside from if don't go, don't we, like we got a hot tub. Don't go in the hot tub without us, kind of thing. Aside from that, stay off the main
Go.
street. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, totally.
I
Totally.
was very proud of them that they started like climbing trees and like doing. I'm like, yes, thank you. This is great.
Yes,
I think
yes.
a lot of it has to do with, like I said, my oldest goes to that outdoor school, so
Nice.
they are forced to do things that are outside their comfort zone
That is still so
daily.
cool. That is so
It is
cool that she does
cool.
that.
She well, we got to talk about her math score that she had the other
Maybe
day.
she doesn't
Oh
want
my
us to talk
gosh.
about her math score.
Oh man, she doesn't watch this anyways. It's fine.
All
One
right.
less fan. So
All right.
I am excited though because we have a ton of leftovers. Oh, Jamie, it just started snowing here. It's so beautiful in the Midwest
Oh.
right now. I know
You know, we
you
did
don't
the
really miss it
whole
that much, but
holiday decorating yesterday, and it does feel weird putting the stuff around like Santa's mailbox, and it's just like a palm tree out there. It is
around palm
strange.
trees, yeah.
It is strange.
Have you seen the videos of the Grinch? They like film the Grinch coming in and
Yes.
stealing stuff.
Yes.
I kind of want to do that, but I'm so afraid. My brother was like, talk about permanent just nightmares
Well, yeah, I mean,
after that. I'm
some
like,
of the videos
that's
are
a good point.
entertaining. The other ones are the child is traumatized. Like,
For sure.
scream. I don't think you should do
For
it. Wait until Jimmy John's
sure.
another 2 years older, perhaps.
I don't know. I feel like he'd be like, can I go with you? What do you got going on?
He's
You got some goldfish in that whatever you drove up
like,
in?
hell yeah,
I'm
give me a
in.
mask. Let's go.
Seriously. Gosh. That kid, if he, yeah, I told you, he started climbing the cupboard or the cabinets for, I just find him with random Cheez-Its and goldfish.
Attaboy.
And no wonder he doesn't eat during lunch. I'm like, dude.
I know. I did see a video that third child, the survival skill of the third child is so fierce. I took last weekend our middle Avery had a fever. We had plans to go up see some friends in our old neighborhood. So I'm like, you know what? I'll leave Wilson at home with the sick one because he was happy to go to bed at 7 p.m. And I'll take the oldest and the youngest. Even though I was like kind of pushing it, a 1.5-year-old staying up till 8 p.m. She was up till 10 p.m. That was a she party animal. She stayed up the whole ride home. She was singing. She was yapping. And the mom of this other family was like, is she like ready to go to college? What is happening here? And I always, this is what I say about my youngest now. No one has ditched being a baby faster than that child. She's like, no, that I'm sick of that. She's such a big kid already. It's awesome.
That's awesome. It is great. So, are you Black Friday shopping or is it all online? What are you
I would
doing?
love
Are you
to.
working the rest of the day? Are you
I'm
done?
not. I'm done. I'm throwing my house party.
Oh, that's right. At
7:30 in the
noon?
morning. It's at noon. Well, no, my God, I put 10 a.m.
Ooh.
on the invitation. It's 8 a.m. here.
You better get your butt going,
I'm
homie.
gonna go send Wilson out to get that aforementioned keg that apparently he's a pro at. And yeah, people are gonna come down to the house. It's a potluck style, so I don't have to do much. People are bringing a lot of good stuff. Probably
I
just
think
lighters, of course.
that's an
Wade
underrated
pull-up
party.
party. Yeah.
It's 100% socially appropriate. And it also gives people that are coming a chance to be like, hey, what can I bring? You're like, no, nothing. And then what do? You just show up. You're like, here's a bottle of wine that we're
No.
probably not going to drink.
You know what? It was actually, exactly. It was actually, I was very proud of how usually I'm a little bit more intense about invitations and whatnot and like how, like doing like a tracker thing on the website. I was like, I don't want to do any of that. So I did a ChatGPT invitation. I sent out a spreadsheet link and I was like, throw your name in the sheet, put your bring in and how many people are coming.
Love
And
it.
I even wrote my family's name and then what am I bringing? I wrote keg. That's all I wrote. And I was like, I'm providing a house, the TVs for the football game, and some beer. Everybody, people, and so people wrote good things like Carolina meatballs. What does that mean? There's like a tray of hoagies coming.
That's
I'm so excited.
great. That's the way to do it. I did the exact same thing, but I used Apple Notes for our family. The
What's
exact same
that?
thing.
How
Literally
do you do
put, you
that?
can just, it's the same thing as a spreadsheet.
Okay.
You can share the note and then everybody can update it and edit it. So we did the exact same thing for Thanksgiving
It's so
on
funny
who
you
to do
say
it.
that.
One and the same.
I would just suggest it, or I was about to suggest to Wilson. I think we need to do that, the Apple Notes thing for like Christmas gifts this year for the kids and whatnot and people. Because,
Oh,
do you do this
gee.
already? Because we were
Oh, yeah.
sitting on the couch last night kicking around ideas, and I was like, I'm not gonna be able to keep track of all this like a month in advance. Go. What are
No.
you gonna show me?
Well, also, sorry. So this is Thanksgiving.
Great, cool. Oh, that looks cool.
And then Christmas gifts.
And so
Boom.
Fran can see that, so she understands who's getting what and how many. If like one kid's got 10 things, you gotta like level up with
Yeah.
the other ones. Understood.
Oh, and I just, oh my gosh, that was a mistake. I just realized you can see who updated what and when. That's
Why is that a
sweet.
mistake?
Nice job, Steve Apples. I mistakenly like moved the cursor or whatever,
Oh.
like my thumb went across the screen and it just changed the. So if
Oh.
you do this, I'm gonna wait till it loads. So you
Uh-huh.
do this. I don't know if you see, now you can
Oh yeah, I
see
see. Wow, that's
who did
really
what.
cool. Okay,
Fran
I'm gonna
really
do
hasn't
that.
done much to this thing.
Yeah.
I do it because I'll do it because I'll think of like a really cool Christmas gift in July. And I'm like, I'll remember that. And then come October or November, and you're
Genius.
like
All right. What was
zero
that thing again?
recollection.
Yeah. Or maybe you buy it in July, put it in a part of your house, then, and then you're like, where is that gift? I put it somewhere and I
I
can't.
also have a really hard time right now. There's so many good deals. I just want to buy it. Like, there's so many things that I want that
Yeah.
I'm like, it's cheap right now. I might as well just get it.
I mean, it's
But
right.
then I
It's
feel
like
guilty. I'm
practically
like, who's this
free.
for? I'm like, this is for me.
You know, just wrap this, put it up, put it on the tree for me. You know, oh, that doesn't have a tag?
Yeah.
It must be for me. My bad.
That's fine.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your. That was it. 30 minutes today on no breaks. That was a quick one. I'm so sorry. No beer, no breaks. All soccer tournament for you the rest of the day.
I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Next Friday when
Happy
we chat,
post-Thanksgiving.
I'll be 1 year older. It is the birthday week for the spouse and I this week.
Days apart.
1 day apart. Well,
One day
technically
apart.
364 days apart. You know, we're the same
Oh,
age for
wow.
like 24 hours. We'll both be 37 for 24 hours, and then he becomes an old man, an old
He's
geezer.
an old man.
Yeah.
That gray hair special.
Salt and pepper. Salt and pepper.
A
No
lot of
breaks.
salt.
What's the team name? What Who are we cheering for today? A lot of salt.
That's a Fran question. I have no idea. They wear like
Salt.
tutus and like Christmas stuff. It's super cool.
That's
It's fun.
awesome. Oh, wait, 30
Yeah.
seconds on how your booth commentary went last week.
It was good.
You did a good
So yeah,
job?
so I got a chance. Yeah, so we sorry for catch everybody up. The I did Griffin, so the AHL team for the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Their color broadcasting, which was it was a lot of fun. I did it one time last year, but the guy that I did it with, he's like a 30-year vet. He's awesome. So it was really easy going back and forth on the
Good.
timing. And I did my first player interview. That was actually a lot of fun.
Why
That
did
was cool.
I'm so
Yeah.
glad. So they had the
Although,
headset on
okay.
down on the ice.
Yeah, so they were down on the ice. But it was funny because I was like, oh man, I felt like the biggest jerk ever. Not jerk, but like I was like, I think I can't remember the kid's name was Adam or something. I was like, hey Adam, Chris here. I'm like, oh no.
It's
I was like, the kid
valid. He
doesn't know
can't
who I
see
am.
you.
I know. Hey, Adam, Chris here. You see it on like TNT when they,
It's a
but it's just
habit.
like people that they recognize. Yeah. It's funny how that came like, oh, this feels natural. This seems like the
Right.
right thing to do.
I know.
It was fun.
It's a conversational crutch that people often do. Well, that's great. I can't wait to hear when you get more assignments, because I'm sure you will. Happy Black Friday. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. And that was truly a no break situation. Well done. Thank you very much.
Have
You the
fun
man.
today.
Thank
I want to
you.
see a
You
video of
too.
you tapping the keg.
I'm not sure that that should be done to anybody.
Have
I'm the.